Hello and good afternoon. I would like to give you my opinion on the current corona status crisis. It is a manufacturing crisis that has caused our economy to crash. And you can find the story about the coronavirus crisis and what I'm talking about on storyreportscomments.blogspot.com. It's entitled, All You Need to Know About the Coronavirus. One of the best things you can do is listen to 106.3 WORD radio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's 1063WORD.radio.com. The Tara Show and also the Bob McLean Show in the afternoon. Tara Show in the morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, and Bob McLean in the afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m. They have updated, really salient information about what's going on with this manufactured crisis. Tara in the morning is on the cutting edge, so if you really want to know what's going on, tune in to 1063WORD.radio.com. I'm going to read you what I put on my blog today, updated my blog, storyreportscomments.blogspot.com. It says, Newsflash, Deborah Bricks works for Bill Gates. University of Washington model is based on Italy deaths, worst case scenario, and is incorrect for the United States. We are all being duped by the media and the government on coronavirus death rate predictions. President Trump is being duped by Deborah Bricks and Dr. Fauci. Dr. Bricks duped President Trump into panicking all of America. Dr. Bricks and Dr. Fauci are now duping America using the University of Washington model, which is based on Italy's death rates, and inflates projections for the United States and is false. The death rates aren't going to be as high as they're predicting. Now, Dr. Fauci is called a CDC propagandist because he received major funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And listen to this, who also funded the coronavirus patent holder, the Pierre-Bright Institute, that's Pierre-Bright Institute in the United Kingdom. Fauci received a $100 million grant from Bill and Melinda Gates. Now, this is sometime in the back, but in the past, I should say. So, you know, that's not being brought out. And I don't know if President Trump knows about that, but they're tied in with the coronavirus patent holder, believe it or not. And they're poised to make money off of all this. The Gates Foundation is also a major funder of the Pierre-Bright Institute with DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, the Wellcome Trust in the United Kingdom, WHO, WHO, World Health Organization, European Union, EU, and DARA. I'm not sure what DARA stands for. Like I said, the Pierre-Bright Institute has a patent on the coronavirus in the U.S., patent number 10,130,701. That's 10,130,701. You can look it up. Now, the question is Dr. Anthony Fauci running damage control for the British Pierre-Bright Institute during the coronavirus outbreak? I mean, this is shocking information. Another question to ask is, did Dr. Fauci disclose his coronavirus conflict of interest to President Trump? He sure didn't do it to the American people. It's a hidden thing. Dr. Fauci is not what he seems, and neither is Deborah Bricks. Now, here's definitive proof that Anthony S. Fauci, M.D., and Bill Gates are engaged in a massive conflict of interest. the coronavirus outbreak and the Gates association with the Pilbright coronavirus patent. You can find some information about that at FBCoverup.com and also at AJMC.com. The coronavirus uncovers the Rothschild Lord Pilbright as a key to the 140-year secret monopoly on the Pilgrims Society of Americans for Innovation. Whatever that is. I could, probably could have left that part out of it. Are we being mindlessly driven into a government-mandated depression? And that's what this is. Brought on by certain people the government was relying on, Deborah Brix and Dr. Fauci. President Trump always promotes those as his go-to people, and they are knee-deep in corruption. Are we being mindlessly driven into a government-mandated depression to stop a bug that will end up with a death rate slightly higher than a bad flu season? That's what was predicted by the heads of the CDC, Center for Disease Control, NIH, and NIAID, in a February 28th editorial. And you can go read that at www.nejm.org/full/10.1056/capital-N-E-J-M, lowercase e, 2002387? And the word query equals capital letters RP. I know that's, but you can read all that on my blog, storyreportscomments.blogspot.com. When they eventually admit that COVID-19 has a death rate in the range of a bad flu season, I personally don't know if they're ever going to admit that. Remember that the heads of our three big government health agencies knew that all along. And the February 28th editorial explains that, the website I just gave out. They knew that all along and put it in writing way back in February 28th, before they stood back and allowed the stock market, the economy, and thousands of businesses to be decimated. They knew it wasn't going to be any worse than the flu season, but they promoted this thing and panicked the American public and crashed our economy on purpose. The current U.S. corona death rate is 14.6 people per million people. The current U.S. flu death rate, 2017 to 2018 season, was 20 people per million. 20 people per million, which is about five more than the current U.S. corona death rate. The flu season 2017-2018. So, where was the hysteria then? Granted, the U.S. corona death rate will no doubt go up, but still we spent an entire winter with a flu death rate two times what the corona death rate is right now, which is April 1st, 2020. And you can see the CDC flu death rate stats quoted at cdc.gov/nchs/fasts/flu.htm. Now let me talk about Deborah Brix now. she's touted as an expert, and Trump has relied totally on everything she says. Recently, she came out and admitted that the first statistics that they relied on were too high and they were wrong. And so they started lowering their expectations for the U.S. death rates and the curve. And now they're depending on the University of Washington model, which also is incorrect because it's based on the death rate in Italy, which would make the death rate over here much more higher than it actually is. So it's not a valid prediction model either. And that's what Dr. Brix is relying on. Now, on the website called thegatewaypundit.com, you can read an exclusive paper about how Dr. Brix's connections with the Clinton Foundation and Obama. You can read about her connections with the Clinton Foundation and Obama. And when you go to the Gateway Pundit, just type in Dr. Brix's connections with the Clinton Foundation and Obama unfortunately indicate conflicted loyalties. Now, her past, unfortunately, provides the answer. Dr. Brix, the lady you see with the scarf, different scarves every day, talking about her predictions about the coronavirus, but she's relying on hyped up information, and she's pumping this to the public and President Trump, and panicking everybody in the United States, her and Dr. Fauci. Now, Dr. Deborah Brix comes across as a calming voice of reason while encouraging Americans to default on their life savings. She encourages Americans to stay at home and away from the coronavirus that is killing 80-year-olds and pre-existing medical conditions. The fact that the fatalities from the coronavirus are almost non-existent in the working class has no bearing on Dr. Brix's recommendations. In spite of the fact that the death rates from the coronavirus to date are a fraction of the numbers from this year's flu season, Dr. Brix suggests we all stay home and shut down the economy together. Dr. Brix previously said all of the flu models predicted somewhere between 1.6 and 2.2 million deaths if the government did not mitigate the problem. But we all know that these are large and massive numbers, difficult to validate. They can't be validated. Dr. Brix said some models predicted half the U.S. would be infected, so that's totally false information. And no wonder everybody in the United States are panicked because they've been listening to this false information. And they're only predictions. Of course, these predictions are based on wild exaggerations. In the next 2 months, as the coronavirus numbers are tallied at a much lesser mortality rate, Americans will not be happy about losing their jobs, their life savings, due to the dire predictions of the lady with the scarf, Dr. Brix. Now, that's what you need to know. And that's what the news media is not telling you. Now, Dr. Brix mentioned the Christopher Murray study. And you need to know about that. Dr. Brix is still promoting between 100,000 and 200,000 deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus. And she's basing that on the death rate in Italy with the University of Washington model. Of course, the doctor knows that these predictions cause panic throughout the U.S. and in the world. Unfortunately, the data comes nowhere to supporting these predictions, with the elderly and sick being the primary targets of these of the disease, and that's the way it usually is with the flu and during the flu season. This is difficult to believe. Now, individuals under the age of 70 without other medical conditions are at a very low rate of dying from the disease. Another thing that's not being reporting is there's people dying that have the coronavirus, but they have other underlying problems that ended up killing them, and not necessarily the coronavirus. They're not reporting that. The coronavirus is just one of the conditions they have when they go to the ICU, but they actually are, a lot of people are dying for other reasons, and they're reporting it's the coronavirus that killed them. But in reality, it was some other underlying health conditions they had. So they're not reporting that part of the statistics either. So it's very, very deceptive, and it's panicking the American public. And the fake news media is good, very good at panicking the American public, and they've done a wonderful job. They've herded the American public into a stampede, and it's still continuing, and I don't know where it's going to end. What the media is not telling us is that Dr. Brix has a storied past closely aligned to the Clintons and Obama. Now, that's what you need to know. She's not what she seems. Now, I don't know if President Trump knows this, but if he doesn't, he should know it, in my opinion. He should know it. And if he knew it, I can't see how he can rely on these people so much, although he has to rely on somebody and that's an expert and knows more about these kind of things than he does, but these people are out to destroy his presidency, and they're also out to destroy the U.S. economy, and they're doing a wonderful job at doing it. Now, listen closely to this. Dr. Brix's husband is a former Bill Clinton advance man, Paige Riff, P-A-I-G-E-R-E-F-F. You can read about that in the Washington Post magazine. So Dr. Brix's husband was tied in with Bill Clinton. He was a Vance man for Bill Clinton. Now, this relationship with the Democrats and the Clintons is something that the good doctor is unable to separate from, and also the good doctor is not going to tell you this. I'm not going to tell the public that. When you see the coronavirus task force or anything else on TV, you are watching the Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci show. That's what you're watching. And these people do not have your best interests in mind. Now, they act like they do. But they, along with the fake news media, don't have your best interests in mind. And if you'll notice, when they get up there and ask the news media asks Dr. Brix or Dr. Fauci a question, they don't give them much of a hard time at all, like they give President Trump, because Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci on the Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci show are working hand in glove with the news media to destroy the economy. The fake news media. This show, the Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci show, is about hyping the media using the coronavirus prediction models that are based on Italy's death rates and other information that's not correct. Both Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci are in bed with Bill Gates and the Clintons. Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci must be working for the deep state. They are actually putting out fake news about the coronavirus that has killed the U.S. economy. It's hard for me to understand how President Trump does not know this or allows Dr. Bricks and Dr. Fauci to continue to deceive the American public with hyper predictions using inaccurate models predicting what the coronavirus will do in the U.S. and the U.S. states. Now, here's my opinion. President Trump knowingly or unknowingly is allowing Dr. Bricks and Dr. Fauci to kill the U.S. economy for the good of the U.S. population. Now, I do believe that President Trump is an honest man. I do believe he's doing all he can to help the people of the U.S. And I do believe he is trying to make America great again, but I believe he has been duped by these two people and others that have misled him about the coronavirus models they're using that are incorrect, that have panicked people in the U.S. and crashed the U.S. economy and continue to make it crash, crashing it, making it worse. They're shutting down businesses everywhere because of this. And it's because it's overhyped. Different states have different scenarios going on. Some they don't have the coronavirus near as bad as other states. But yet, some of the states are shutting down businesses unnecessarily, putting people out of jobs. It's a snowball effect, and it's just getting worse. And the news media is perpetuating it. And actually, you know, President Trump is, and the government's perpetuating it too. And they're trying to inform the public, but informing the public, they're actually panicking the public even more. So, if you know the truth about this, which I'm telling you, that Dr. Bricks and Dr. Fauci are not who they seem, and they're putting out exaggerated, false statistics that are based on models, future models of what might happen, that are incorrect based on what is happening in Italy, and they've had a couple other models that they used that were wrong. The death rate in the United States is actually going to be lower than what they have predicted. It's going to be comparable to what the flu virus is. It's going to be elevated a little bit above that. But all this shutting down the economy and telling people to shelter in place and is way out of hand and way out of control and is actually an attempt to destroy the Trump presidency and the U.S. economy, and they're destroying the U.S. economy for sure. Now, people who are in states that can go back to work because the coronavirus is not as big a threat as advertised by Dr. Bricks and Dr. Fauci, along with President Trump, should go back to work if they can. That's my opinion. People can shop and work at the Walmart. And while they're doing it, they're packed like sardines. But people can't attend churches because of the coronavirus. Makes no sense. There's so many things about what is happening around us that make no sense. But the one thing that does make sense, and from the get-go, this whole thing didn't smell right to me. And I couldn't put my finger on what is happening. But what is happening is, there are people, these two people, Dr. Bricks and Dr. Fauci, and there are others that are deceiving President Trump. And the news media is taking this water and running with it, and they have been. And they've crashed the U.S. economy and the stock market. And Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are throwing gasoline on the fire. And also deceiving the public, and for their own evil, devious, whatever they got on their mind, or what reasons. And so, at this current time, April 2nd, 2020. Things are continuing to shut down, and I think they will continue to shut down. And as far as relying on some of these predictions that they're giving, President Trump is giving, and Dr. Brix and Dr. Fauci, you can't rely on them, because they're going to be much worse, I think, than what's really happening. So the question is, stop, think about, well, what can I do? Well, me personally, I've tried to research this and tried to get a handle on kind of what's going on, and this is my take on it. And then also, I know, and I keep in mind, that this is a man-made thing, manufactured thing. But God is in control, the ultimate control of everything. A man thinks he's in control of everything, but he's not. So keep that in mind. So for this reason, I'm concerned about it, and I like to research and find out in my own way what I think is going on. And I want to pass this information along to others, because the national news media is not going to tell you what I just told you. And I don't think President Trump is going to come out and tell you that if he knows, because he's not in a position to do it. But I think he can allude to different things about the deception that's going on with the news media. He does that every day. Matter of fact, he tries to circumvent some of the asinine media questions that are asked at the news conferences. Now, here's what I suggest. Tune in to 106.3 WORD in the radio in the morning. That's 106.3 WORD.radio.com, The Terror Show. Now, you're really going to get some real-time, real news information. And actually, if you listen to the President Trump news conferences and all the other news media, you're going to get a bunch of hype. What I see for the future, immediate future, is the economy getting worse and people panicking more because of what is going on in the news media and the deception by Deborah Brix, Dr. Deborah Brix, and Dr. Fauci and those associated with them. I've laid out this information, and like I said, you can go to my blog, which is called storyreportscomments.blogspot.com, storyreportscomments.blogspot.com, storyreportscomments.blogspot.com. This blog I'm talking about was dated Tuesday, March. The original one was dated Tuesday, March 31st, 2020, that I updated. It was entitled, All You Need to Know About the Coronavirus. Because I have been duped also. I was thinking originally that the University of Washington model was accurate, and then I found out this morning, listening to WORD 106.3, that it's totally inaccurate. And even Tara on 1063WORD.radio.com. She originally thought it was pretty accurate too. Then she got this other information about Dr. Brix, and she alluded to some information about Dr. Fauci that I looked up, and both of them are corrupt individuals. So this is my take on it, and because the coronavirus manufactured crisis didn't smell right to begin with, I think I now know some of the stuff that's going on, and why it's going on. And you do too. So I hope you have a good day. And also please visit my other website called streamzones.com, streamzones.com. There you can find free Roku channels, and among those channels are the coronavirus news. And I try to update things on that. That was started originally under the assumption that the coronavirus crisis was legitimate. But I have since found out that it is no way legitimate. It's manufactured. And it continues to be manufactured. And it continues to destroy the economy. And it continues to put people out of work. And it is doing so because people don't know the truth about that it's manufactured, and it's, in my opinion, conceived to destroy the economy and try to destroy President Trump's presidency and keep him from being reelected. Now, the Democrats tried to do that with impeachment and many other things, and this is, and so did the so-called deep state and the news media, national news media. And this is just a continuation of what they were doing before. But I've got a handle on it. I think what I'm telling you is factual. So if you listen to this MP3, if you listen to this podcast or whatever you want to call it, now you know the truth too. And listen, they all, instead of saying have a good day anymore, they say be safe. Well, I'm going to start saying have a good day. I'm going to quit saying be safe. Because be safe, that is a good thing to do, but it plays into this fake manufactured coronavirus crisis. So, again, have a good day, and thank you.